Many blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is 1 Corinthians 1:26 to 31. 1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 26 to 31. Brothers and sisters, think of what you were when you were called. Not many of you were wise by human standards. Not many were influential, not many were of noble birth. But God chose the foolish things of the world to shame the wise. God chose the weak things of the world to shame the strong. God chose the lowly things of this world and the despised things and the things that are not to nullify the things that are, so that no one may boast before him. It is because of him that you are in Christ Jesus, who has become for us wisdom from God, that is our righteousness, holiness, and redemption. Therefore, as it is written, let the one who boasts, boast in the Lord. My theme for reflection is God's masterpiece, boasting in the artist. God's masterpiece. Boasting in the artist. Have you ever been to an art gallery and found yourself captivated by the genius of an artist who turns discarded scraps into breathtaking masterpieces? You stand amazed, not at the buttons, wires, or puzzle pieces, but at the creative mind that brought them together into something extraordinary. That is precisely what God does with our lives. In 1 Corinthians 1:26 to 31, Paul describes how God, the ultimate master artist, chooses the unworthy, the overlooked, and the broken to create something glorious, not so we can boast, but so he alone is glorified. This is a message that humbles us, challenges our pride, and fills us with hope. And in a world obsessed with status and achievements, it reminds us that God delights in using the unexpected for his purposes. Paul starts by inviting the Corinthians to consider their beginnings. Imagine a room full of people comparing credentials. I am from a noble family, says one. I graduated with honors, brags another. But Paul flips the script, saying, look at yourselves, most of you are not wise, powerful, or noble by the world's standards. It is a humbling reminder that God's call is not based on our qualifications. A farmer once walked into an attic store and bought a dusty, unremarkable vase for a few pennies. It was only when he brought it home and cleaned it up that he discovered it was an ancient treasure worth more than he could ever imagine. That is what God does with us. He doesn't call us because we are polished or valuable in the world's eyes. He calls us while we are dusty and forgotten, and in his hands we become priceless. Why does God do this? The Apostle Paul explains, God chose the foolish things of the world to shame the wise, the weak things to shame the strong. This is not randomness, it is divine strategy. God ensures that no one can boast in themselves. Instead, all the glory goes to him. Lady Huntington, a wealthy supporter of John Wesley, once remarked, and I quote, I am thankful that the word says not many, rather than not any. She understood that God's grace reaches everyone, regardless of their status. But the point is clear. Our boasting must be in the Lord, not ourselves. Paul shifts the focus from beginnings to blessings. He reminds the Corinthians that their union with Christ is their greatest treasure. Think of it this way. If you received a rare and precious inheritance, Would you spend your days boasting about your old tattered clothes? Of course not. And yet, how often do we fixate on the trivial and forget the riches we have received in Christ? In Christ, we have wisdom, the kind that reveals the deep truths of God. We have righteousness, a standing before God that no amount of good works could ever achieve. We have sanctification, the ongoing transformation into Christ's likeness. And we have redemption, the promise of a future where all things, even our brokenness, will be made new. I read about a young girl who loved to collect sea glass, those frosted, broken shards polished by the ocean waves. One day an artist noticed her collection and asked if he could use them. Weeks later, he presented her with a stunning mosaic, created entirely from her sea glass. She could hardly believe that her broken fragments could be turned into something so beautiful. That is what God does with our lives. He takes our shards and creates a masterpiece. Finally, Paul addresses boasting. The Corinthians were caught up in divisions, boasting about their leaders. Paul, Apollos, or Cephas. But Paul reminds them that the gospel leaves no room for human pride. As Jeremiah 9:23-24 says, "Let not the wise boast of their wisdom, or the strong boast of their strength, but let the one who boasts about this, that they understand and know me." Now imagine a choir singing a harmony so beautiful that no single voice stands out. Each voice contributes to the glory of the whole, but no one steals the spotlight. That is what the church is meant to be, a unified body boasting only in the Lord. My dear friends, there are a few lessons we can learn from this text. The first is that it calls us to humility. Secondly, it calls us to unity. Lastly, it calls us to hope. If God can take the weak, the foolish, and the broken and turn them into his masterpiece, then no one is beyond his reach. As Charles Spurgeon once said, "If Christ is not all to you, he is nothing to you. He will never go into partnership as a part savior of men. If he be not something, he must be everything. And if he be not everything, he is nothing to you." There are two questions for reflection. Number one, in what areas of your life do you find yourself tempted to boast in your own achievements rather than in God's grace? Number two, how can you reflect the unity and humility of Christ in your relationships, both within the church and beyond? Heavenly Father, thank you for choosing us not because of who we are, but because of who you are. Thank you for transforming our brokenness into beauty through Jesus Christ. Teach us to boast only in you and to live as humble, united servants of your kingdom. May our lives reflect your wisdom, righteousness, sanctification, and redemption so that all glory belongs to you alone. In the name of Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.